Emanating from the campus of Western Kentucky University and heard throughout the Commonwealth. From the land between the lakes to the Cumberland Gap, from Louisville to Bowling Green, and everywhere in between, get ready to enter the red zone. Your destination for all things sports. And now, here's your host, Cole McIntyre.
$2 million. That's how much it took for Oklahoma State to take away Steve Letts. Welcome into the red zone. Joining us today, we've got the jingling key man, Tyler Fernandez, Tyler Heisman, Will Gerber, Colin Craig, and later joining us, Tanner Blood. WKU men's basketball is making national headlines now. We even saw it on the little ticker during the LSU-Iowa game.
They put everything on ESPN.
You know what? Steve Letts is gone!
Gonzo.
Get done.
Gone. He's gone forever.
He is, yep. So, $2 million buyout is what Jeff Nations reported, or the contract says. So, unless there was special negotiations that happened, which it doesn't sound like it because WKU released a statement saying he resigned, which means he terminated his contract without cause, meaning Western should be entitled to $2 million because it happened before April 30th.
Woo!
Now, he's gone. That's a fact. Favorite candidates, go.
Kenny Payne.
Oh,
no. I know there's been a lot of talk about Pelona.
No, that's Kenny Payne.
No.
Kenny Payne will be the next head coach.
No. This program falls
Kenny Payne.
Tom Crean.
Damn it.
Not Billy
Tom.
Donovan.
Tom Crean.
As an IU fan, not
Bob Huggins.
Crean.
Yeah, Bob Huggins.
Drunk Bob Huggins. Drunk one. Not sober Bob. Drunk Bob.
But I'm just not confident in his assistant coach.
Kenny Payne.
Who?
Hank?
Kenny Payne. I'm not confident in Payne's assistance at all.
Oh no, Kenny Payne's out of the question.
Payne is taking WKU.
Is he though?
Big dance.
Kenny Payne, big dance.
The nice thing about Hank is that you get Don. Well, what if Hank is going with Steve? No, everyone's saying Hank's the man, but they're like,
no, he probably is going with Steve.
What if
Hank forever?
Unless we offer
the whole team.
Well, he probably still.
I don't.
Yeah, he takes his job if we offer, probably.
I'll be honest, I think we should go.
It's a decent place to start.
Hunting big again.
Hunting big for who?
I don't know.
Do a little coach swap, get OSU's coach?
Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan. Steal Chris Mack.
Coach swap.
I know a lot of. I know Chris has been going crazy on Will Wade for whatever reason.
No.
We'll pay the $33 million.
Yeah. No. We will.
No, we're not.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that develops. Hank seems to be the guy, but also what's interesting is what Todd Stewart said in his press release. The national search has already begun.
Go Cards.
Which means he's going national first.
Go
so
Cards.
It doesn't mean it's Hank's job as
exactly.
Well. So moving on to other
Go
national
Cards.
Things.
The Cards.
Women's basketball. No.
No.
The Cards? You want to talk about the Cards? Okay.
Oh, hell.
Fine. Pat Kelsey introduced as the new head coach for University of Louisville men's basketball. Now, here's an interesting thing. He's getting paid $2.3 million the first 3 years. And guess what? Kenny Payne is getting paid $2.5 million
to stay away.
To coach the team.
To stay away.
So
stay away.
We're looking a little bit like Texas now, the U of L is.
But, no, I did like what he had to say at his press conference. Literally, the number one thing he said is we want to win. Like, that's literally what he wants to say. And that's pretty much what Louisville has been before Kenny Payne arrived was a winning program.
Doesn't every coach say that when they come in?
Not Kenny Payne.
What was Kenny Payne's opening?
He said he was basically forced to take this job. He inherited a broken program. Mm-hmm. We'll fill in the rest of the gaps. Is that it?
Was he wrong?
He probably threw a "we're gonna fight." No, he was. He was wrong.
He was wrong.
Nah, did he break it? Yeah. Did the coach after him say it was broken? No.
But then some coaches live up to it. I mean, just like Steve Letts did.
Well, he didn't say it was broken.
No. But he came in and said, we're going to win and we're going to the tournament.
He did not live up to his last one. He said we were going to go to the NCAA tournament and win games. They did not win any games in the NCAA tournament, technically.
Yeah, you don't get an award for
technically,
being up 8 to Marquette at
halftime.
Technically,
he did go to the NCAA tournament. And win games, just not in the NCAA.
We won a tournament.
Yeah, he did win a tournament.
If you stay more than 1 year, too, you can recruit better players. They had.
Yeah.
They needed better players to even beat Marquette. That wasn't happening. The more you look back on it.
Happened in the first half.
It did, though.
And that,
you know, Marquette had an awful first half.
Yes.
Yeah.
And WKU had a really good one.
Any final thoughts on Pat Kelsey and Steve Letts?
Yay.
No.
Go Cards.
Go Cards. Well, women's basketball. Iowa revenge
Let's
tour.
Go Iowa.
Iowa looking to take on UConn. Do they actually have a chance against Coach Gino?
We want UConn. Why'd you put UConn in already? Do you even really want
Well, hold on. I mean, why are you guys saying Iowa is playing UConn?
Because Iowa beat LSU. So they'll be playing
UConn.
Oh,
okay. I gotcha. UConn versus Iowa, NC State versus South Carolina.
I'm glad you know how to read.
I mean, honestly, with this Final Four, I mean, this is honestly South Carolina's to lose, honestly. But
Well, mister.
Okay, well, don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised. They're 40-0.
If NC State can make some noise.
Turn your mic off.
But Iowa, I mean, they want revenge after what happened last year. I mean, they're hungry to play for the national
title.
They're
hungry. I'm hungry. Give me a sandwich.
Well, another team that's hungry to make that upset against South Carolina is NC State. Woo! And now South Carolina, this is their fourth consecutive Final Four appearances. And the Wolfpack are led by Zion, Saniya Rivers. So what are we feeling here? Go Pack Go? Can I get Will to say it?
I'm going South Carolina.
Pack, go.
No.
Oh. South Carolina.
Shout out to Dawn Staley. You see what her photo with like all the local media getting coverage? Shout out to Dawn Staley and her SID. That's a real team that knows how to work together.
Yes.
Boo.
Wow, you don't like Dawn Staley. So let's go around round table. It's the Final Four is already set. Who you got winning the national title? Colin, I'll start with you. Who do you got bringing home the banner?
Wait, we're talking men's?
Women. Can you listen?
Well, I'm just so confused because you said UConn earlier.
Yeah, UConn is in the Final Four. They're also, yeah, the women's is also in the Final Just like NC State is also in the Final Four for the women's and men's.
But we're on the women's side. Actually.
Okay. South Carolina's going to win it.
Yep. All right, Heisman.
I got South Carolina.
South Carolina. Tyler, South Carolina.
I know it will be between Iowa and South Carolina.
Oh. I think it's going to be between UConn and South Carolina. I think Gino pulls off the upset. Of the century.
You know what? Give me Iowa.
Okay. Will Gerber, who
UConn's
you got?
UConn's going to lose to South Carolina.
Oh, okay. So
the real revenge tour, not that nonsense.
Well, here we go. Men's college basketball. Sweet 16. Wasn't so sweet for San Diego State. They didn't get their revenge against UConn, losing by
Definitely
30.
Not.
Wow.
Let's move on to that one. Duke beat Houston. Cole and Tyler Fernandez's picks in their brackets. Guys, how do you feel about Houston losing in the Sweet 16?
Shed getting hurt. That's for darn sure.
Excuses! No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Duke is ass.
I know. They got beat by NC State.
Duke is ass. They couldn't beat Houston without their leading scorer.
This has literally been the second straight year that my Natty championship has gone out in the Sweet 16.
Well, that's
because
you pick one seeds.
Cole did too.
Oh, I picked, yeah. I mean, I'm still a firm believer that Shed doesn't go down.
Cole was a firm believer from the beginning, though.
But Shed doesn't go down. They're in the Final Four.
Okay. Beating Purdue.
Yes.
DJ Burns?
DJ Burns is
they are everything that DJ Burns would be destroyed against. They are physical, but they are also fast. Their bigs are fast and physical.
So, yeah, you don't have to yell at me.
It's called. can you stop DJ Burns, who's been a straight up menace?
Houston
would have
been able to. You want to know why? NC State only made 3 threes against Duke. So what would Houston have done? Trapped Burns.
They just overpowered Duke. That's all. Yeah. Duke has talent, but they're not great.
They don't have the size that Burns has.
So
that's what's interesting. But Iowa State, Illinois. They fall again.
Probably game of the round besides Tennessee Creighton. Those two.
Alabama
games,
North Carolina's good too.
Yeah, it was. But Illinois, not really an upset.
Yeah,
pretty evenly matched.
Great game. I mean, they met in the championship game. Really good game. And then NC State Marquette, NC State again, plowing through teams. Yeah. Alabama wins against
Cardiac
North Carolina.
Pack round
North
two.
Carolina, they didn't sell, but. Good game from Bama. Yep. I'll just say that.
And then Purdue Gonzaga.
Purdue
destroyed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where's that stupid freshman at when you need him? Yell at him. Gonzaga's going to beat Purdue. My ass.
Who said that?
Who do you think?
Eli.
Well,
Eli. We're calling him out.
Wah,
what a stupid take. That was the dumbest take of the week.
Clemson and Arizona, another that team that got upset. Surprise. I wasn't surprised.
Never pick Arizona to win
and
anything.
Caleb Love was horrible.
Yeah. Now, Tennessee-Creighton.
I called that from the very beginning.
I was impressed.
That was I loved that. I was looking forward to that game maybe the same amount I was Illinois and Iowa State. Like, what a game.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think Tennessee, we'll get to it in a little bit. Tennessee, I wanted Tennessee to win because they were going to give Purdue the best run for their money, and they did. So, yeah, I'm glad Tennessee won that game.
There you go. Now, let's talk about the elite people. No more sweet people. Let's go to the elite people. Elite UConn destroying Illinois, 30-point route in the second
30
half.
30-0 run. That doesn't happen at any level. Yeah. It doesn't happen at the TDQB All-Stars level either.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't
we
don't have
we
NBA
don't allow 30-0 runs.
We allow 28-0 runs, but not 30-0 runs.
Rule by the time.
Yeah. But they just destroyed it. I mean, and then Dan Hurley turns around and goes on the Pat McAfee show a couple days later and goes, we're not covered like Kentucky and Kansas.
We're not.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not.
Well,
they are a better program in the last 25 years than both Kentucky and Kansas. They've done more than those two schools
combined.
Of course, they deserve more coverage than they get.
But wham.
If this was, let's just say, if this was any of those teams going to defend a national championship, you would hear about it from dawn to dusk.
It'd be on the, okay, like, just because it's sports, watching Get Up and First Take, you don't hear a damn thing about, like, the men's.
They rarely ever talk about college sports, unless it's college football.
But if it's, you know, Kentucky or Duke, they're going to be on, like, every second.
Well, they have Jay Billis on.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, it's wild.
Yep. Well, another team with national coverage, Duke, falls to NC State.
Loser.
76-64.
Bunch of bums.
DJ Burns, 29 points. Kid is a post menace. But interesting, NC State, like I said earlier, only made 3 threes against Duke, and Duke made more free throws than field goals in the game.
Mm. Yeah, that's not going to win you games.
That's the Duke way.
Yep, that's the Duke way.
That's the Duke way.
I had to tell Kyle Filipowski that he is not Christian Laettner.
What a loser.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, he is.
If
he
was, if he was worth a damn, he'd been in the NBA by now.
Oh, that's true. And then another team that's showing they are kind of worth the darn now. Alabama, 89-82. Clemson did kind of lose this game. If you want to look at the stats,
did.
I included
they
this
did.
In there. They blew
and
the game.
The clutch
no offense,
too,
Tyler. I'm just saying.
It was
the game
right.
I watched, they blew it.
In the clutch, too, there was a 5-point game. And Bama committed a terrible turnover, Pringle to Sears. And Sears was pissed. Fouled right away. Could make it a 3-point game with 2 free throws. Missed both those free throws.
Oh, yeah. Free throws killed
so
this team.
So bad.
Oh,
Clemson was terrible in the clutch.
Yep.
But Bama deserves it.
Yep.
Whatever.
I mean, it's insane to now think. Like, no one ever thought, really, that Alabama would be going to the Final
Four.
Well,
they were a better team last year. And
like, they were. Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, this made last year's team look bad. And, I mean, shout-out Mark Sears. Shout-out to the Bama team. I think they had, like, 16
Sears was so
Sears
clutch.
Was unbelievable. Like, he shot that one of them from, like, all the way from Tuscaloosa. It was insane.
Well, Tyler, they had to make up from not being in the top four in football.
Hopefully this
second fun fact, second ever school to make the CFP and the Final Four in the same year. Michigan State was the last
one. You know, I really see if Michigan State made the college football playoff
and the Final Four in 2015.
Oh, I do have a question.
Yes.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope in the against UConn it doesn't go into overtime, because last time that happened, a Hall of Fame coach retired. So I really don't want Nate Oates, future Hall of Famer, obviously, to retire if the game goes into overtime.
No, I don't think he will. I mean, look, this has been his best coaching job, because when you think about it, Bama lost.
I don't know.
Nine.
I think he's going to retire, Tyler.
He lost 9 players.
I think he's going to retire.
He lost 9 players and 3 assistant coaches last year.
Wow. That's actually impressive.
He's getting kind of old. He's 49, Tyler. I think he's going to retire.
Oh, boo.
Anyways.
I think he's going to retire. How does that make you feel?
He is not going to retire. He just signed an 8-year extension with Alabama.
And that doesn't mean anything. Signing doesn't mean anything nowadays.
Steve
Lutz signed
a
6-year deal, and he's gone after 1. So Nate Oates is retiring, confirmed.
Speaking of people.
Tyler's not handling it well. He just threw his chair.
Speaking of people who are close to retirement, Rick Barnes falls to Matt Painter. 72-66.
Oh, one choker loses to another.
Yep.
Zach Edey
was getting mad.
Zach Edey with a great post-game interview. I mean, controversial post-game interview.
Yeah, yeah.
40 points, 16 rebounds, one block. Scored 14 straight points.
We need to call out Barstool Tennessee because they thinking like
they're
like they're not like, you know, like their mom's like, ah, he doesn't need to be saying that on air. Boo hoo. Let him enjoy the moment. He has not been to a Final Four in his career.
Purdue hasn't been to a Final Four
since 1980.
Yeah.
You know who still hasn't been to a Final Four?
Who?
It was a softball. Come on, Tennessee.
Good.
There you go. Well,
they have doubled their Elite Eight appearances.
That
though.
Was
wow.
probably the best game Woo. Of the Elite
yeah.
Eight.
Yeah.
Now,
so
I don't know. I enjoyed this NC State Duke game a lot.
Because they beat Duke.
Yeah, it was really good to watch.
Purdue and Tennessee. Besides Edey, you know, just missing half of his free throws near the end of the game, but making just enough to win. Purdue and Tennessee was probably the best game.
How about his nickname? Have you seen it?
No.
Foul Ming.
Oh, yeah. Tennessee fans were
Zach
mad
Edey's
about the officiating.
On and off the court.
And Tennessee
I mean.
Fans were saying, oh, Zach Edey, Foul Ming is trending. You know he's a flop. And some guy goes, or maybe it's just the fact that the second whiniest fan base in sports is losing.
I mean this in a totally unbiased way, though. Zach Edey is so good. He kind of has the LeBron effect of college basketball.
He's hard to guard.
There's no way
to guard him without fouling him.
Exactly.
Unless you're DJ Burns.
I had to stop watching towards the end of the game, but by the time I left, Zach Edey had drawn 12 or 13 fouls alone in that game.
Wild.
Which is crazy. Yeah. But, I mean, that's how hard he is to unguard. And originally, I mean, just looking at his progress over the last 2 years, obviously I've had to watch him play a lot, but this player that we have now with him is totally different than he was 2 years ago. Like now, originally I was like, oh my gosh, he's never going to be anything in the NBA. And now I can totally see Zach Edey being a role player, not anything special, but
Purdue
he will have an NBA career.
Put their entire offense around him and with the guard play, it helps immensely. It works so well. I mean, UConn has that big guy Klingon, like, you know,
Klingon.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Burns, we'll see what happens also. But like I said, you really can't guard Edey.
Yep.
It's just, especially with the way they center the offense around him. And Purdue wasn't hitting shots in the first half, but when they actually do hit shots, you can't beat them.
The best way to guard it, and it's so simple, but the best way when Edey gets shut down, which is very rare, but when he does get shut down, it's because of a very effective double team.
Yes.
But where Edey does so well is he just racks up assists on kicking out to the open
three.
The
problem
becomes
Purdue. This is the difference between Purdue last year and Purdue this year. Purdue last year, their guards were not as good.
Yep.
That's why they lost when they did.
Yep.
But when they hit shots and he's able to, like you said, he can kick it out. I mean, it's just they have a really impressive scheme, and this is why I think they can –
Do something
they never done before.
Exactly. And it tires out defenses so quick because you're having to switch to the double team to go in and having a hand right on the three-point line. And then as soon as you get back out there, they just pass it back into Edey so they try to break the double team.
Yep,
so,
exactly. I think Purdue is – I know we laugh and we love DJ Burns, but Purdue is the best shot to beat UConn for sure.
Yes.
So
We'll
see what happens.
And then another interesting stat that I saw tweeted out by Matt Schneider about the Elite Eight field. 24 seniors of the starters. 24 of them are seniors, 4 are juniors, 10 are sophomores, and only 2 are freshmen. 18 of the Elite Eight starters are transfers, 16 of them are fifth-year players, and 12 of the top 13 scorers in the Elite Eight are seniors. Going to prove experience helps you win championships better than talent can right now in college.
Yes.
Well, look at Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that stat of like how those rosters
it's
are broken.
Evidence.
The starting lineups of the rosters are broken now.
Yeah.
But moving on to the Final Four with some teams with experience, UConn and Alabama, they're going to play. And, you know, this is a game. Alabama, of course, they're going to rely on their statistics, but I really think Dan Hurley just shows that he's the new coach in college basketball and kind of out coaches Oates. And that's my prediction of the way the game is going to go. You may see a close game maybe to start, but I just really think UConn, they're just so good.
They're much better than Bama, but here's the thing. Bama's probably the best Not that it matters, but we'll see. Bama's the best offense UConn's faced.
Alabama yet. Is what – Alabama can do what we thought Illinois would do.
Yes,
against
Illinois, I will say
Illinois has the best offense that UConn faced.
Yes.
It's
and
not Alabama.
And unfortunately, like, in that game, Illinois couldn't run an offense.
Nope.
Which was, like, so infuriating. But we'll see, I'm sure – Well, Shannon didn't show up for
no,
Illinois.
He didn't.
And Hawkins, but ouch. But Bama, you're gonna those guys are gonna have to show up and play mm-hmm. flawless like they did against Clemson and North Carolina. But it's
to me
it can happen.
To me,
will it?
To me, defense is gonna be the key.
Alabama has to hit every single three they get.
Obviously, but like they're not, but that's the thing. They're not
Alabama hasn't won games because of their defense because
no.
they've
won
because
they're 3 points.
They're winning because they hit threes.
Yeah. So like,
I'm just saying I think it's going to be a key factor.
It's a key factor, but
it's a key factor in every game.
You're not going to stop that center clinging.
Nope.
You're just not going to outsmart them like defensively. A team like Tennessee or Purdue could, but like that's just Bama's not that team. So Bama's just going to have to have another perfect game on offense.
Yep. If Sears shows up, maybe, but I'd say UConn can take care of it.
Now, am I crazy? I didn't have enough time to Google this, so correct me if I'm wrong. Did UConn lose all five of their starters from their championship squad? Is that correct? I feel like I saw that somewhere. Dan Hurley and his squad. Lose all five of his starters from last year's championship squad?
I don't know. I just hope we get UConn versus Purdue because that's Purdue's the only team that's going to give UConn for their money. Like Will said, only shot Alabama has if they literally shoot 50% from three. And they're not going to. So I just hope Purdue can beat NC State and we get a good title game because I think that would be – I know you're looking up that fact. I'm just rambling on. But
I mean, it's – yeah, it's got seven players. So it says seven UConn players with remaining eligibility left for the draft. So and they lost 75% of their scoring.
I just want to say this, though, about the fact that you said about, like, everybody – and I agree with you. I think experience matters. But you all got to also realize that – this is probably the oldest that college basketball has ever been because of the COVID years and eligibility stuff.
That's
people
true.
Or have been able to play for years and years, and that's taken playing time from younger guys, which has forced younger guys to stay in college.
Well,
only
16 are fifth years.
Huh, interesting. Well,
24 of them are seniors.
Overall, as
but
a
still,
landscape, college basketball is probably the oldest it's ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at a grand scheme of things, I think it's interesting. I mean, I think that's one thing that's really cool about college athletics is that you get people that can – you watch the progression of players over a few years. I mean, that's
– not over
I know
a couple
everyone's
months.
Changing teams nowadays, which kind of stinks, but, like, I miss the, like, days. Like, well, and I'm just going to use U of L as an example, like watching Peyton Siva and Russ Smith go from freshman to winning the national title their senior year. Like, that development, like, it's just – college basketball is awesome, and it's the best tournament in the world, and it's been a good tournament.
You don't touch it.
Look at Zach Edey.
I know.
I mean,
I know, yeah. That's a perfect
segue.
Pretty
average
perfect
when he
segue.
Got to Purdue.
Right
yeah. Now, Purdue, NC State. I know we love DJ Burns. The
this
world
is
loves
a fascinating
DJ Burns.
Matchup.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's so interesting.
NC State can win.
DJ Burns is incredibly athletic. Now, you look at him and you go, what are you talking about?
The guy can move.
He has incredible footwork. He really should start playing football. That's a sin.
Dude, is it Brian Burns' brother? The edge rusher?
I don't know. I haven't done a lineage.
Dude, they look the exact same. So, like, that's an athletic family.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm pretty sure it is.
But what an underdog story this has been for NC State. I talked with Will a couple days ago, and he said if they make the Final Four, we could look at them as one of the great Cinderella stories since Loyola Chicago.
What about FAU?
I mean, their
FAU
coach, I'm not kidding,
impressive.
Their coach was literally going to be
fired
after they lost the ACC tournament, and now he's got a two-year extension.
You're welcome.
For the first time since 1983 or something like that.
Yes,
yep,
83. Like it's the Final Four this year has been insane. UConn first Natty to go back to the Final Four. Alabama, first time program history. Purdue, first time since 1980. NC State, first time since 1983.
And I was a little bit late.
Unbelievable.
So I don't know if y'all have already like talked about Nate Oates at all, but I got to give some credit to Nate Oates. I mean, the whole argument with Nate Oates has been he's never won anything, and he can never win in March because he's way too reliant on offense. And he preached to his team, if you guys can put together a good defensive effort for six straight games, and look what they've done. They've played great. They've played good defense. I mean, I don't know if it's been great. I haven't watched all the Alabama games, but they've made it to the Final Four, so they're doing something right.
Yeah.
And I hope we get a good game.
I also talked about how they lost a lot last year.
They lost everybody. I mean, their whole starting lineup were guys in mid-majors last year, I'm pretty sure, besides one. Something like that. Like, I mean, he did a great job in the portal. He coached them well. And look, now they're in the Final Four at a football school through and through.
And I will say, a football school with horrible basketball facilities.
Yeah.
I mean that arena's a dump.
Their gym is worse than Diddle.
It's been needed to be replaced for 15 years.
Tyler, for you, I wanted to get back to this. He does not. Brian Burns are not related. He has a younger sister, Nadia, who plays multiple instruments, including stand-up bass, tuba, piano, and saxophone.
Oh, man.
Burns is also Christian, according to Wikipedia.
Well, yeah, his Twitter handle says blessed or something and has the hands.
There we go.
Well, that's cool.
But so is DJ Burns like, the official face of LPGs now?
Yes.
There he is.
Every time you look at him, he's smiling. You know, they were down 10, and he's smiling. And they get up 10, he's smiling.
He'll get fouled on an A1, throw up a random-ass shot, and it'll go in. He'll be just smiling. The camera's on him.
Yep. There we go. Awesome. Everyone say it with me. DJ Burns is a
LPG
pale guy.
LPG.
There we go, baby. Now, can the lunch meal guy get it done against Zach Eady?
We have to shout out. No. He's a lunch pail guy with a little bit of maple syrup. That's what Zach Eady is.
Is it because he's Canadian?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that.
Hold on. Sorry. So,
in case you were wondering, in order to tell Cole a joke, you usually have to explain the joke.
I missed like 40 jokes.
Or
I'll click
there,
later.
5 minutes later, Cole laughs.
Oh,
I get it now. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, same
thing
here.
No, but NC State against Purdue, I mean, DJ Burns versus Edie. Here's the thing. Edie is not some twig. So Burns is not going to push him around like he does everyone else.
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
Filipowski's a little punk.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But Edie's like, Edie clears him in terms of
crying on the bench. What a loser. I'm just kidding.
So is Burns going to be able to guard Edie? That's the thing.
Because
no is the answer.
I mean, because Edie's 7'4", Burns is only 6'9".
But if Edie completely, not that he's going to, but if Edie completely shuts down Burns, it's over. Like, NC State can't even.
No.
It may be a 20-point game.
You know what the fascinating thing about NC State is? It hasn't been Burns the whole time.
No, it hasn't.
It's been a whole team effort. It's just interesting
to see.
Rallied
together.
Now, which game is the Purdue one? Is that the first one?
What do you mean?
It's the Purdue NC.
I think it's
Purdue,
the second
NC
one.
State's
no,
first
I think
game.
Purdue's at
I think it's the
five.
Second one.
Five? Well, that's unfortunate because Diarra is Ramadan.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's the first one.
Yeah,
Purdue NC
that.
State's the first one.
So
game.
He can't eat during the day. So
I saw that.
Maybe by the end of the game, he'll be able to eat. Probably not, though. So it's just interesting. That whole team is just – you could do a documentary on them, definitely. I mean, about Louisville was up on them at halftime of the first round of the ACC tournament. Louisville was up.
And beat Duke twice.
Well, even – yeah. Even
well, but Duke was trash.
Duke was trash, but like –
the North Carolina win was the impressive one.
Yes.
But like, I mean – bunch of people were saying, "Oh, Duke is not going to let them beat them twice."
Oh,
and they did.
Please! So, Duke was Duke is. Oh my goodness! They're going to this game. They're like, "Oh, they've held their opponent to 55 points." Oh, wow! I'm like, they played a Division 8 school in Vermont, beat them by 15.
Hey, JMU.
They beat James
Houston,
Madison.
That's all that matters.
James Madison, meh. Yeah, they just played
Houston,
Wisconsin.
That's all that
then
matters.
They beat Houston without a leading scorer and still only beat them by 3. And only scored 50 points. Everybody's like, wow, it's just a disappointing effort from Duke today after averaging 72 points in the tournament. I'm like, they scored 98 points against James Madison. Of course it's going to be inflated. It's just stupid. There isn't a soul on earth that likes Duke unless you like Duke.
Unless you like Zion Williamson back in the day.
Shout out my papa.
That was awesome.
He was hateable, too.
Okay.
That
my
whole
papa
team
likes
was hateable.
Duke.
Well, let's
nothing was funnier than when Duke lost to North Carolina in the Final Four, Coach K's last year. It's North beautiful. Carolina will forever own that rivalry just because of that single game. I don't care if they never beat Duke again. They own the rivalry because of that game.
How do you feel about Duke, Will?
Feel great.
He feels great right now.
Caesar. I love how at halftime, after they got down 10, the big white kid that's coming there, what's his name?
Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg's trending on Twitter. Oh, it's okay. Well, don't worry about this. We weren't even supposed to win it this year. Next year, we got Cooper Flagg coming. Oh, please. I'm tired. You haven't won a title in 10 years.
Why didn't he go to UConn?
I don't know.
Dude, if you're a recruit, how do you not look at UConn and be like, yeah, that's I got
that's where I'm going. Not yeah. Duke.
Same.
Yeah. Duke hasn't done anything in 10 years.
Well, at Purdue, oh, that's a NC nice State, who y'all got?
Purdue
in a very,
Purdue.
Very close game, I think.
I'm Purdue. Taking Edie and Purdue.
I think Purdue 10+. I really don't have a lot of faith.
I agree, Cole.
When's the last time it was one seed versus one seed in the title?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
It's happened – I looked at it a week ago. It's happened apparently like 8 times since March Madness has begun.
I just think that would be the best championship game we could get. I think Purdue could play with UConn.
I think the last time was in – it was somewhat recent. I think it was 2018 or 2019.
I feel
or
no, like or was it the, one of the Florida was championships.
I could be completely wrong, but was it like Vanilla North Villanova, North Carolina? Or was
no,
it
Villanova
two
was
seed?
A 2.
Yeah, but still.
Let's see.
I looked. I'm so mad because I looked this up a week ago. But I know.
Okay,
for a
2017 fact, North Carolina beat
that's,
Duke.
Okay.
2015 Duke. Last time they were relevant. Beat. Well, I'm just kidding. Beats Wisconsin. 2008 Kansas over Memphis. I was right. 2007 Florida. They beat Ohio State, who was a one seed. Oh, and 2005 North Carolina beat Illinois. That was a one seed. Because Illinois has never beaten a one seed in the tournament.
Dang. There you go. That's interesting. So we've got it's a clean sweep Purdue. So who will Purdue face? UConn or Alabama?
UConn.
UConn.
Everyone.
UConn? I think that's a no.
Now here's now what would NCAA do if Alabama and NC State play each other for the national?
I mean,
championship?
Hey, that would be a fun game, but like fun. I think it also. Okay, that would be a fun and good game. All right, and it'd be definitely deserving. But I think we all want to see Purdue.
We want Purdue.
No. Okay. If I could pick a champion, I want NC State just for the just to
the
see them
pick
win
one.
It.
Yeah.
Just
it's
for
like,
the
like,
plot.
Wow, what a story! But like, if you want like Tanner said,
a good great basketball game. You
Purdue
pick
and
UConn.
UConn.
Yeah.
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 Now, okay. So a lot of us here have UConn and Purdue facing off in the title game. So Who we got?
We got UConn.
Yeah, UConn. And I still think UConn goes
still
best.
Play so just the
after
best
Houston's out,
basketball.
UConn and Chet is out, UConn goes best.
I'm picking Purdue. I filled out 3 brackets this year. 2 of them were Purdue. 1 of them was UConn. So, hey, that's another reason I'm hoping that's the championship game. Because then I'm at least going to get 1 bracket.
Two out of my 3 are UConn.
Yep. I have 1 UConn and 1 Houston. That's it. 1 UConn, 1 Houston. Oh, I had 1 Duke, but...
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Will,
I can't say that
what
word.
What do you think?
What? Were you drunk? Here's the problem with Duke. I watched them 100 times this year. Okay, that seems over-exaggeration.
Well, they haven't played 100 games this
year. I watched them multiple times this year.
That means
and every single time, I said, this team is average. This team is average. I mean, it's just stupid. They just get everything handed to them, and it's the school where everybody there gets everything handed to them. And hell, even their coach, the job was handed to him.
Cole.
Now, I'm not going to say he didn't work for it, because he did. But everything at place is just, ugh. Oh, it's a bunch of entitled people.
Cole, so how do you feel about the
Purdue nobody UConn hates Duke.
What?
Fun fact.
Who
nobody hates Duke University
more than
North Carolina
more
State
than North
fans.
Carolina.
You know, do you know why? No. Here's why.
Okay.
North Carolina State is the farmers. Those are the agriculture. You know, they're coming from God knows where, North Carolina. All these Duke kids, they're coming from Connecticut and New York, and they don't belong down there. NC State says, get out of here. That's why they hate them.
They're not true lunch.
Exactly.
They're not like DJ Burns.
They don't know nothing about this Tobacco Row.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's beating UConn. I'm just saying Purdue.
I think Purdue is going to win the national championship.
I hope
championship.
You're right, man.
Purdue.
I hope NC State freaking wins it all.
From the very beginning. All right, I'm just going to say I didn't pay attention much, but, you know, UConn, besides this tournament, I've been, like, locked in. The Purdue and UConn, it's, like, the safe pick, but it's, like, nobody can beat them. Now, Tennessee – showed that they're a physical team and they gave them a run for their money.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd want to see Purdue win it too. Like, I mean, that'd be pretty crazy, you know. Want to see NC State? I don't want to see Bama win it. Like, but you know, I just don't. I don't want to see Bama. Bama can't win it. I'm just saying that right now.
How far
but,
does Chris Beard take Ole Miss next year, though?
Huh?
The topic.
Stop.
How far does Chris Beard take Ole Miss?
No.
They're going to the final. No.
Oh, look at all these teams going to the Final Four before Kentucky gets back there,
dude.
Think about it. 2017, you had South Carolina. There's more. I just can't think of them. 2019, someone else talk while I think.
Auburn was there.
Auburn,
Florida Atlantic.
Auburn 2019, and then you could have had Tennessee this year, and then you had Alabama this year. I mean, that's just embarrassing.
I mean, freaking UConn. Like we talked about, UConn getting
someone
national
needs,
attention.
Someone
UConn's
needs
about
to look up. If how many guys on you did you already look it up? How many guys on UConn are returning?
Huh?
To this year?
UConn?
Yeah, how many guys
year?
Returned? No, last year to this year.
Oh, I don't know.
That's a serious question.
Not a lot. Right?
Because the last time you had a repeat champion, their entire team came back.
Yeah,
and I think that has,
just
look, that
UConn
makes a difference.
Have that, many.
That makes a difference, and that's why I think Purdue is going to win the national championship. This is a different UConn team. It's not the same one.
Yeah, but they
got the same coach, but it's a different team. And Purdue, the biggest thing with Purdue, the monkey on their back was that they could not get to the Final Four.
True.
Now that they're there, they're like, all right, we already
they're
did.
Hot.
We
they're
already
hot.
Did what everyone
hey,
said we couldn't
I
do.
Agree with
Let's
Cole.
Go win the whole damn
hey,
thing.
I agree with Cole. I think they're gonna 10 plus beat NC State. I mean, we love NC State, but I think it's going to happen. And the thing with UConn is their worst ball when they're playing in this tournament so far, like so as in recently in this tournament, their worst is like winning by 5 or 10 points against like Illinois or tied or whatever. And then when they play their best, they 30-piece teams. So it's like
here's
good,
why
good teams.
Here's UConn's problem though. This is where I think Purdue will beat them and why they will beat them. UConn cannot shoot the ball on the beyond the perimeter. And you look at every team UConn's
they're
played.
They're not lights out.
You look at every team UConn has played, they didn't have a big that could go up against Klingon and bully
sure.
him. Zach
sure.
Edey can and will bully Klingon.
He can.
And when there's a problem, when he's doubled up like that, they'll kick it out. If Purdue hits threes, Purdue will take the national championship back to West Lafayette.
I don't disagree with you. I think that's the thing, though. Purdue, it's almost like they need a whole half, like always, to rev up to hit those threes. So we'll just have to see how close that game is at the time.
Six players.
I mean, look at Illinois. Illinois didn't shoot the ball well at all.
No,
actually,
yeah.
You know what?
No,
you know what I'm
no, in the first half. In the first half,
yeah, it was bad.
It was close.
Here's what I'm gonna say. I don't even think UConn's gonna make it to the national title game. Give me Alabama to beat UConn in the final four.
Here we
four.
Go.
Because I don't think you. I don't. I just.
Here we go.
I think something's gonna have to happen. I think Purdue's winning the championship, but I don't think they're beating UConn. I think Bama's gonna upset. I think we're gonna see Bama
that.
Purdue.
The same
two
thing
football
when you
schools
Auburn.
Playing
think,
for the title. Right?
I'm taking
You're
Nate Oates.
Purdue a football school. You're calling Purdue. A football
I'll probably
school.
Be wrong, but I. Not hey, anymore. Let's have some fun. Bama
Jeff
Purdue.
We trust.
And give me Purdue to win.
No, I want.
NC State over UConn.
Now, NC State over Alabama.
Now, here's the serious question. If NC State wins, which championship is more impressive, the 1983 title or the 2024?
Are you talking about 83 Villanova?
That's
NC
State.
Oh,
that's
NC
North
State.
Carolina State, same team. You can only compare
say,
the same
I'm
going to
say the 2024 one, I think, is going to be more impressive.
I did too.
Because
on the verge
because
of
they went through a hard
run. Coach was going to be fired.
Here's why 1983 will forever be unmatched. Do you guys know a man by the name of Ralph Sampson? North Carolina State, in order to get – actually, let's back it up first. So, in order to get to the ACC championship in 83, North Carolina State had to beat Michael Jordan
and North
and
Carolina.
What's his face on North Carolina? Oh, crap, I can't think of the guard.
Baylor?
The really good old guard.
Baylor?
Worthy.
Yeah, James Worthy.
James Worthy.
James
what
Worthy.
Year was
they had
this?
To beat James Worthy, 1983.
83.
They had to beat Michael Jordan and James Worthy, and they beat him in overtime. And then what do they get when they win that game?
No.
Virginia and Ralph Sampson. And they win. They win. And then in the first round of that tournament, they were down by 10 points to Pepperdine and came back and won. And then guess who the regional final? Guess who they beat?
North Carolina.
No, oh, Ralph Sampson and Virginia. They beat them twice in the postseason. And then, icing on the cake, guess who they beat in the national championship game? Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler in the Phi Slamma Jamma. I mean, that run is just incredible. There's a reason there's a 30 for 30 on it. But
oh, okay. I mean,
that's
honestly,
why I knew all that stuff.
I mean, honestly, that kind of makes it more interesting when you think when you can kind
of
compare
cool
the two.
Just because of it's a different type.
It's
of
different.
And they also beat North Carolina.
How
they
many
also
teams
beat
North
Carolina
they, how
well.
Many NBA
it's
players did they
crazy
beat later?
To me, I just think that Alabama, Purdue, and UConn are so much better than NC State.
Oh yeah,
I watched NC
on
State
paper. Yes.
The only Louisville home game I went to this year was NC State, and I watched DJ Burns trash talk to the Louisville fans all game, and it was hilarious. He was running down the court talking to all the fans. It was hilarious, and we almost beat them. And then they were one free throw away from an 85% free throw shooter on Virginia's team from not even making the tournament. So I don't know. I mean, they've proved everybody wrong. They're hot, and the thing about it is that locker room, they feel unbeatable. So
winning,
who knows what can happen?
Winning, I mean, once you beat Duke and you're North Carolina State, you feel not twice
in North Carolina.
But Tanner said the same thing about Bama, you know, Purdue winning against Bama in the championship, you know, if you know, because he doesn't think Purdue. So, say NC State beats Purdue. Is UConn a lock then? Think about that. Against NC State or
no?
Bama. You say yeah?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if NC State
gets
past
does beat
Purdue.
Then it's like, what's one more game? What's one more game for them? Like, you know, they're like, okay, can we play the Warriors next? You know, like,
okay. Hey. I mean, if North Carolina State wins this game, this is by far the most incredible run for a national championship. Probably since 1985 in Villanova.
Villanova, yes. That's what I was going to say.
UConn like that in the Final Four and then championship, that'd be insane.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Not that they have the talent.
Did every single game they played from the Louisville win from March, whatever, 13th, 12th, you know, 19 days, every single time they played, all 10 of those games, they lose, they're done.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just, it's impressive. And, you know, they say be the team to win six in a row. Well, hell, NC State won 10 in a row.
Yeah.
In March.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin Keats, impressive. Rick Pitino guy.
Yes.
How about that?
How about that?
You know what? He was a high school coach before, too.
Oh.
Ooh.
Does that mean we're going to hire
Will
Unseld?
We didn't get Tanner's opinion on Pat Kelsey.
Pat Kelsey?
Oh, yeah, we talked about him.
I mean, I'm really excited, but it means nothing until he wins.
Yeah.
I mean, every Louisville basketball fan is going to say that because it's not like football with Brohm. I knew Brohm was a home run hire just because it's Louisville football. It's not as serious. Louisville basketball is serious. It's a serious job, so it doesn't matter. It's all sunshine and rainbows right now, but if he comes out and we're 500, it's going to get ugly quick.
Yep.
Well,
I mean, I think he can go 500 and be okay. I'm just – he needs to win. And I hope he wins so bad because he's such a good person from what it seems and everyone that's written about him. I mean, I was listening to Twitter Spaces, which has blown up recently, by the way, on Twitter. It's like the future of talk show radio stuff. And he was on there, and they were telling a story about this guy who was on – this Louisville fan who's on vacation in Charleston, which is where he comes from, for those of y'all who don't know. And – the guy was at a bar and he was talking to some of the Charleston locals, and they were like, one of the Charleston locals straight up was like, oh yeah, I'm a Louisville fan now. I'm donating to their NIL. I'm following Pat Kelsey because he's that good of a person. He had that much of an impact in the Charleston community. So the guy can do wonders at Louisville if he wins. So I'm feeling great.
And
I'm excited.
He's won everywhere he's been.
Yeah, and he's a winner. So I hope it translates. I hope he wins, and I wish him nothing but the best, and he has my full support.
He wants this job.
He
knows what
it
means.
He knows how
be.
Big of a job it is, and he's going to have a lot of NIL, so he needs to form a good roster and he needs to win. That's what I
took 15K from Kentucky. Did you hear about how he flipped
the
booster?
I did hear about that. That was also told on a Twitter space by Drew Diener. I mean, that's who I've been listening to. So I'm excited for Pat Kelsey, and I'm excited for the future of Louisville basketball because, let's be real, college basketball as a whole is better when Louisville's winning.
Yep. Yep. Louisville and Kentucky.
I'll say the same thing about Kentucky.
I was thinking about that. I was talking
Indiana.
To someone. I said
Indiana. Gosh, I wish Indiana could get a higher right.
It's sad
when
none of these teams are in the Sweet
16.
Not in the second week.
I mean, I hope Indiana gets it right.
I hope Woodson's the answer.
You know, exactly.
I don't think Woodson's the answer.
Gosh, I love seeing Duke in the.
Yeah, but Duke losing is okay.
Oh, geez. See, that's what I said.
I'm not as much of a Duke hater.
So I was talking to my dad yesterday. I said, you know what? I feel like every single team in college basketball, even the ones we hate, has a team that everybody's like, ah, they were a fun team. I mean, think about it. Kentucky, you could argue it was the 15 team. They were kind of fun. And then in the 90s with Pitino. North Carolina, this is kind of a tough one. I would say with Marcus Page, 2016.
Yeah, Page where they hit the against Villanova.
Yep.
Isn't that May?
That was
the May shot team. Where May hit a
Luke
shot against
May
Kansas.
Was 17. Yeah. That was likable times. Yeah. It's still Kansas. Yeah. They've had some likable teams. 08 when Chalmers hit that shot. Duke, can you name one?
He's going to say
it
right Zion.
Now. Stop it. No, hold on.
But they didn't win a season title.
That was fun. No. I'm talking about tournament team.
Okay. Yeah, tournament team.
Because that's the only thing that matters. Nobody cares about a regular season championship. Hell, Sam Houston.
Tell that to Gus Warren about Kentucky basketball this year.
What have they won? They didn't win anything.
Exactly.
Sam Houston. Tell it to Tennessee. Tell it to Sam Houston, who sat at home the entire postseason because they couldn't win a conference tournament.
Yeah.
Don't fear, Steve Lutz is gone now, so.
So we're going back to poverty.
Back to poverty. All right.
Oh, no, Kenny Payne's going to save us.
An explosive finish, as we're expecting an explosive final.
But
it's an explosive finish.
Mic. I'm sure you did. Yeah. Hey, watch out for some explosive weather if you're in the Ohio Valley and you listen to this in real time. None of you do.
But, explosive finish. We're looking for an explosive.
And all six of you, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
Some of them being us.
Let's go. Times we can interrupt Cole.
Yeah, I know.
Let me talk! Oh, come on!
Anyways. Oh, come on, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Final Four. Thank you for tuning in to Red Zone Radio. We hope you have a great rest of your day. And as we like to say around here, go Tops, I guess.
Go Cards!
Give me Hank or give me death!
Go Cards!
Go Tops!
Kenny Payne to the Ville. No, Drunk Bob Hubbings. Seal it!
Tops!